Hi, Samantha, please.
Hi, this is she.
Hi, Samantha. We're on a recorded line. It's regarding the baby formula lawsuit. My name is Denise. Are you still wanting to participate in the lawsuit or know of someone that is willing to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So do you have an attorney representing you already?
No.
Okay, you haven't signed anything for a law firm, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And did you have a premature baby in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. How old is the baby now?
Oh, he's 9.
Oh, okay. How's he doing now?
He's doing pretty good. He's all over the place at 9.
Oh. I'm glad to hear that things are better. As far as when he was in the NICU, what was he diagnosed with? What were the injuries?
He was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I will put that on here and then let's see here. So you are wanting to participate to meet to see if you meet the minimum criteria, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then just double checking, I do have to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then what were the injuries sustained after the diagnosis?
So the injuries was the hole in his, what is that called? Intestine. As far as after the, are you talking about after the surgery or why he had to get the surgery?
So then, when he was in the NICU, he got surgery, is that correct, for the necrotizing enterocolitis?
Correct, because he had he was having stomach pain and green vomiting and breathing issues and
Oh my
blood and
gosh.
stool, so they had to perform a laparotomy, and it just it was a lot.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that you went through that as a mother and poor baby. So did he sustain any like long-term injuries? Is he doing okay now? Like, is there still any issues?
Other than the hole that's, still inside of his intestine, he doesn't have any, issues.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I see what you mean. There was intestinal perforation, correct? That
Correct.
is the hole in the intestines. Oh my gosh. Okay. And do you have any medical records showing proof of the diagnosis or injuries?
Not, physically, but pretty sure they could be obtained.
Okay, got it. And then I know you mentioned he's 9 now. So when was the date of diagnosis?
The date of diagnosis.
When he was born, and then he was
was a,
diagnosed shortly
yeah,
after,
it was a couple
correct?
days. Yeah, it was about 2 weeks after he was born. I want to say. I want to say April 19th. That
Okay.
sounds about right, of 2015.
April 19th of 2015
Yeah, because he got his
was.
surgery done on April 28th, so that sounds about right, 9 days before.
9 days before. Okay. So I did put on here April 19th of 2015, date of diagnosis. And then let's see here. So was the baby diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier?
No.
No. Okay. And then, what is the name, address of the facility where the baby was diagnosed with NEC?
The hospital address?
Yes. And then we can look it up on Google as well.
No, you're fine. I actually go there a lot. It's 4500 Memorial Drive, and it's
Memorial.
Belleville, Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. Yeah, I did find Memorial Hospital, Belleville.
Correct.
And then 4500. Okay, let me put that in here. Thank you for that information. And then, what brand of formula was used?
It was the Similac,
Similac. Okay.
it was Similac
Okay. And then you're the mother, correct? I just need to put on here that we're filing this claim and you will be signing on the baby's behalf. Okay. And you do have authority to sign on behalf of the baby, is that correct? I just need to double check.
Yes.
Okay. And both of you are residents and citizens of the United States.
Correct.
Okay. And then what was the gestational age at birth?
32 weeks.
32 weeks. Okay. Okay. And did the baby become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital? Or did you leave and come back?
While still in the hospital.
Okay. Diagnosed at hospital. Okay. And then, can I get the date of birth of the baby?
April 3rd, 2015.
April 3rd,
3:15.
2015. Okay. Let's see. And you said the baby's 9 now. Not a baby anymore.
No, he's still my baby, though, you know.
Oh, I know. I know. A lot of parents do say that. I hear you. So 4/3/2015, 9 years old. And then let's see here. Do you have a birth certificate?
For him, yes.
Yes. Okay. And then, do you know of any family, friends, coworkers that were also, had the same situation as yourself with the baby?
No, not personally.
No. Okay. And then I can always send you my direct number, and I will after the call once we're done with this. And if you know of anybody, you can always give them my information. We're more than
Okay.
happy to assist. And then, can you please confirm the baby's gender for the recording?
A male. He's my
Okay.
boy.
I know you said son, but I know some of these questions sound a bit redundant, but we always have to double check. And since we are on a recorded line, and then let's see. Let me put your son's name in here. What is the first name? Can you spell that for me?
M is in Mary, O. N is in Nancy, T. S is in Sam, HO.
Okay. And then a middle initial.
He has two middle names. It's OJ.
Okay. And then the last name.
Jones, JONES. And
JONES. Okay.
yes.
Got it. Let me put that in here. And then you said two middle names.
Yeah, he has
OJ.
two.
Okay.
The initials are O and J.
Okay. Thank you. And then is there a suffix like junior? As
He's
an
a third.
example. Okay. Let's see. Let me just. Okay. And then as far as we will be needing a social security for your son. And this is for the law firm to do an identity verification and match his medical records. So this is for his protection.
Okay.
And then whenever you're ready, I'll type it in.
I'm currently not at home right now, and I don't, I don't carry that with me. Would there be some type of way that I could give that to you at a later time?
Yeah, I mean, we won't be able to move forward unless we have at least the last four. Do you know the last four?
I know the first three. I don't know the last.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have absolutely no clue. Yeah, I just that's just not something I have on me, and I'm currently sitting outside a Home Depot. So,
Oh, okay.
yeah.
What we
If
can
you
do is continue with the questionnaire and then I can save it for a few hours.
Okay, yeah, because I should be home in the next like 2 or 3 hours.
Okay, that's fine. And then let's see here. As far as your first name, can I go ahead and type that in whenever you're ready?
Yeah, Samantha, common spelling,
Oh, that's
Saman,
right. I have it
Samantha.
on here. Sorry about that. I do have that on the on the call here. Samantha Montgomery, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me type that in here. Middle initial, Miss Samantha?
D as in
D.
dog. D
Okay.
as in Denise. Sorry.
Perfect. And then marital status.
Single.
Okay. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording? This is all for quality assurance purposes.
I'm a female.
And then you are the parent. And then as far as the Social Security, we'll also be needing a Social Security to do an identity verification to make sure you're, the mother of your son. So whenever you're ready, I'll type it in.
487-15-2562.
Okay, perfect. And then your date of birth?
2/19/98.
1998. 2/19/1998. Perfect. And then I do have an email on file, S as in Sam, D as in David, M as in Mary, 21998 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. The cell phone number we have on file is 618-578-2887. And what would be your contact preference? Would that be a phone call, text message, or email?
I would prefer a text message.
Okay.
That way, if
And
I
then,
miss on.
oh, go ahead. In case you miss a call, you would prefer a text message. Okay, no problem. And then best time of the day to reach you. Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening? This is for the law firm to know.
Morning.
Okay, perfect. And then can I get your home address, please?
1304 WALTER.
WALTER.
Yep, you should have Walter
Okay.
Street, East St. Louis, Illinois, 62205.
Perfect. Is there an apartment or unit number?
Apartment B.
Apartment B, as in boy. Okay. And then let's see here. Do you have any official documents to show you are the power of attorney? And this is if you do have a power of attorney.
No, I mean, he's my son. I'm,
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, it is a required question, but I could see, yeah, like in case someone else is filing. So we'll put no. And then let's see here. Mother's full name as listed on the birth certificate. So let me put your name on here. Miss Samantha Montgomery. And then you did say D for middle initial, so I'll put that on there as well. And then, Miss Samantha, were any of the following issues during the pregnancy, hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And then your child was born premature, correct? You did mention that. Just double checking. Yes. Okay. And then what state was the child born in?
In Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. And then your child was diagnosed in the NICU, correct?
Yes.
Okay. It's asking if the child was in the NICU, please list the approximate dates. So, date of admission and discharge date.
So date of admission would be the day that I had him. So that would be his birthday, 4/3.
Okay, 4/3/2015, and then discharge date.
And then the discharge date would be June 12th of 2015.
Okay. I did write that in there. And then what was the baby's weight, birth weight?
4 pounds, 5 ounces.
Okay. Okay, got it. And as far as the baby formula, usage start date. So when did the baby start the formula?
As soon as he was born.
Okay.
So, yeah,
4/3.
yeah.
Okay. And then when did the baby stop the formula?
April 18th.
Okay, April 18th.
Yeah, that's whenever they performed all the tests and everything.
Of 2015. Okay. Let's see. And what was the time between usage and injury? So when the baby started consuming the formula, when did you find out that something was wrong?
The symptoms started about 2 or 3 days before they ran testing. So between the duration, it sounds like about 15 days.
Okay, so around, I'm sorry, did you say 15 days?
Yeah, 15 days. I'm sorry, I'm trying to do math in my head.
No problem. So the time between usage and injury, around 15 days, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and then was the child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? I know you mentioned some already, but I do need to repeat these. Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and or dark bloody stools, or none of the above.
And yes, am I supposed to tell you which one or just a yes or no
Yeah, and
question?
I know you mentioned some earlier, the green vomiting, correct?
Yeah, and it
The
sounds like
bloody
you said
stool.
bloody stool.
Yes. Okay.
I'm not sure if this was on the list, but he was having breathing issues and showing signs of stomach pain.
Okay. Swollen, red, or tender belly. Does that sound accurate? Or like constipation?
Tender. Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that information. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records for your child?
Not on hand, but I'm pretty sure they won't be hard to, get from the facility.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, what treatments, medical procedures did the baby undergo due to NEC? I know you mentioned surgery, correct?
Yes. So first of all, they stopped all the feedings. They stopped giving it to him, and then they started therapies. Nutrient and vitamin therapy, and he had a oxygen, extra oxygen.
Oh, wow. Okay. So extra oxygen, you said?
Correct.
Okay. Oh my gosh, poor baby. I do have here, let's see, let's read through these to see. Antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain.
Sounds like.
Did you say ventilation?
Yeah, the assisted ventilation.
Okay. And then I know you mentioned earlier laparotomy, oh, however you say that.
Yeah, the
Okay.
laparotomy. I don't know how to say it either. I read it a couple times on the stuff they had me sign, and I just been saying it laparotomy since then.
I think you're saying it correct. It's on here as exploratory laparotomy.
Yeah.
So he did have, okay, got it. And assisted ventilation as well. I'll put that in the notes because it's only giving me an option to pick one. Let's see. Assisted ventilation. And was there PICC line that you remember?
Is that like the Oh, what am I trying to? The IV thing that goes into the neck?
Yeah, I believe it is. Let me look it up really quickly.
Okay, because if that's what that is, then yes.
Yeah, it's a thin, flexible tube that is inserted into a vein in the arm, leg, or neck
Yeah.
to deliver fluids. Okay. So I'll put that in the notes as well. And you don't remember anything to do with ostomy surgery? It was just the.
No, it was only the one surgery, the
Okay.
laparotomy.
Okay. Okay. And when was your child last treated for NEC related issues?
As far as are you talking about the hole in his intestine?
Yeah, when was he last treated?
So he doesn't have any type of official like medications or anything for it. They just kind of, check for it every time he goes to the doctor. I don't have his last doctor's visit with me, but I know it was probably about 6 months ago. Let's
Six
just
months
assume
ago.
right. I know he had to get something done before school started, so let's just assume about July of 2024.
Okay, July 2024. I do have to put an actual date, even if it's just like a guesstimate. Can we put July 5th?
Yeah, we can put July 5th. That's fine.
Like early July. Okay. And then as far as the diagnosing doctor, who was the diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Stacy Laff.
Okay. And that is Stacy Lab, you said?
Laff, LAFF.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then in Illinois. Okay, I did find her on here, Dr. Stacy Laff, MD, pediatrician. And then that's showing as 2615 North Illinois Street. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
Okay, Bebelle, Illinois. Let me enter that information in here. Diagnosing doctor. Was it at a hospital or just like a facility, like a medical center facility?
It was at the hospital.
Oh, it was at the hospital. Okay. Do you remember the hospital name? It's just not coming up on here. It's just showing me an address.
It was Memorial Hospital
Oh,
in
that
Dulles.
one Memorial Hospital. You did mention that earlier. Okay. Memorial Hospital. Okay. So then, it seems like there's two different addresses. Should we just put Memorial Hospital, the address?
Yeah, the one on Memorial Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just put that one on here. 4500. And then the phone number is 618-233-7750. And so Dr. Stacy was the diagnosing doctor. Was she also the treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that in this section. And then Memorial Hospital, Beville. Phone number. Okay, perfect. So now we have that and let me write on the medical notes here since it didn't give me an option to do that in the earlier questions. Pick line, assisted ventilation, pick line. Okay. And then, Miss Samantha, we do request an emergency contact number in the case that something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. And then can I get the first name, please?
Denise
Last name?
Montgomery.
Okay. And phone number for Denise?
314-797-1429.
Okay, and then relationship.
That's my mom.
Okay. And then does she live in the same state? Okay, perfect. Let me put that in here. Illinois. Okay, so it looks like we have completed everything, Miss Samantha. What I can do is try you back in a few hours in order for me to obtain the baby's social security. And then once we obtain that, what I'll do is I'll review everything with you to make sure everything sounds good. And if it does, we will create a DocuSign. I will stay on the phone with you if you'd like to sign it on the spot. I'm more than happy to assist you with signing. And then that will give, excuse me, that will give the law firm permission to contact you. Okay?
Okay.
Then we'll go over everything again on the next call. But you said you're at Best Buy right now, or
I'm at
you're,
Home Depot right
oh,
now.
Home Depot, that's right.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I will call you in a few hours, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Miss Samantha, we'll talk soon.
All
Have a
right. Thank
great
you so
rest
much.
of your day. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.